Hello, this is Jo Tomalin for Fringe Review, and I'm sitting in a theatre in Centre 42, which is one of the venues at the Singapore Fringe Festival. I've got three artists here, and I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves and what they do as artists performers, and later on we'll talk a bit about the show that they're performing in.
Hi, the show in question that we're talking about is Aya Hitam, A Black History of Singapore. It's a lecture performance. My name is Sharon Fraser, and I am one of the performers and presenters and a co-creator of the piece.
My name is Irfan Kasban. I'm the director and production designer for Aya Hitam. And,
Hi, I'm Ngee Sheng. I'm the principal writer and researcher for Aya Hitam. I also ended up doing more performance than I thought I would, but Sharon is the star of the show.
So Sharon, could you tell us a little bit about the style of the show? Because it's a little unusual.
Well, actually, initially we wanted to stage the show in the National Museum. And the researcher, Yishen, already was leading a tour in the National Gallery. Of a queer history of Singapore. And we wanted to actually present this tour, A Black History of Singapore, in very much the same format. But unfortunately, the museum that we approached already had their program. So then we decided the best format for this would be lecture and performance. So we combined the two mediums.
So how is it directing a lecture performance?
It's very exciting. I mean, it's very interesting because there's a lot of facts within the lecture performance itself, and one of my roles is to identify why Sharon, the actress, is the one responsible for sharing all these facts. And so we were in rehearsals trying to extrapolate why it was necessary for her to present this work, not just because she is also of African descent, but of her histories and where that intersects with the Black history of Singapore. Yeah.
So Sharon, do you play a character or do you play yourself?
No, I actually play myself, Sharon, and I am lecturing. So it's a different part of me, and I have actually been a lecturer at the National University of Singapore. So it's a different part of me, but I'm actually playing myself, Sharon.
So as a lecturer, what did you lecture in? What subject?
I was on the theatre studies course.
Okay, All right. So now could you tell us a bit more about what you do in the show?
Well, a lot of what I'd rather not give away so much of what I do. I mean, a lot of it is just pouring water in a ritual fashion. But my principal role happened backstage. I had the initial idea for the tour when Sharon was asking me about my queer tour, because I've been doing a lot of scratching into the history of Singapore and the rest of Asia. And one thing I realized people hadn't really talked about so much is the fact that Asia and Africa have had a lot of contact before even the time of colonialism. And Singapore, as a colonial city-state, we have actually had quite a bit of contact with the African diaspora. And whereas Singapore, maybe not all your listeners know about this, we pride ourselves on being a multiracial society. You know, I'm Chinese, Irfan is Malay, we have Indian.
I'm not Malay.
What are you, Irfan?
My grandparents are Chinese and Arab and Indian and Javanese, so you cannot call me Malay.
He's Rojak.
Okay. okay. Yeah, but he works for a Malay theatre company, isn't that true?
No, I work for a Malay language theatre company.
And what's the name of it?
Teateh Kamatra. Okay. So actually I'm now an associate artist with Teateh Kamatra and also Theatre Practice, who deals a lot more with Chinese language, Mandarin theatre.
Yeah. So you just mentioned you had a queer tour. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Actually, I hadn't finished making my point. Now, the point was that, we pride ourselves on being a multicultural Asian society, actually, because like all the cultures that Irfan was talking about, they're they're from within Asia, and so, you know, it's, of course, it's hard. We always remember the fact that there was a European presence in colonialism and now with global capitalism, but we forget that we actually also had a lot of contact with Africa and the Caribbean and the African diaspora. Stamford Raffles, the founder of the colonial founder slash invader of Singapore in 1819, his father was a slaver in Jamaica, and he was born in a slave ship off Jamaica. And so, yeah, we found that there are people of African descent on the census in Singapore by the 1820s. And there's a lot of research now in the UK, I know, about how multicultural pre-20th century Britain was. And I wanted to bring some of that conversation to Singapore to excavate the forgotten multiculturalisms of Singapore.
Thank you. And Sharon, a little more about yourself, because we were just speaking earlier that you actually have been in Britain, you grew up in Britain. What brought you here to Singapore?
I think my whole life has prepared me for being a global nomad. So I was actually born in London of Jamaican parents, their Windrush generation. And I married a German. And we have lived in several countries, and I have been up close with several different cultures and peoples. So that's a little bit about me. I actually had a career in nursing before I actually became an arts practitioner, and I did a degree with Rose Bruford, is my alumni. And I've been an arts practitioner since 2003. And so during the course of my many travels, I've picked up a few languages and got very near and intimate with different cultures that are quite dear to me and that have formed a hybrid culture that I also have at home.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. So now can we get back to a little about your queer tour? Because you started to talk about it.
Oh, sure. I was invited by another arts institution in Singapore, the Substation, to do a teach-in, like a lecture of sorts, a lesson. And I said, like, okay, since the National Gallery in Singapore had just opened, I wanted to do a tour of pointing out that all the artists in the gallery who were gay or queer or bisexual, because this is not a topic that's really much discussed in mainstream Singapore, the fact that there is a queer history. People talk about, you know, the queer presence that is here now, but we forget that there is a past. And two, the National Gallery is actually international. It covers Southeast Asian history. And what I discovered when I was doing the tours, because even the curators would start to come along, was that if you are special... In the region of Southeast Asia, people will focus on certain countries or cities. And so they'll hear the gossip about which artists within each city were queer. But the gossip doesn't travel between the cities. So bringing all the gossip together and making a genealogy of it, it was also this interesting exercise in expanding our queer cultural identity to beyond what is in this country. And I have so many friends from across the region. Singapore sometimes likes to act like it's better than Southeast Asia because we're rich. But no, there's so much cultural richness in the region, and I wanted to celebrate that along with the queerness.
Thank you. Now, Irfan, what's your next project?
I'm working on a piece called Kami. Kami in Malay is us. And in Japanese is God. It's a restaging. It was presented at Singapore Inside Out in Tokyo. It's about Conference of the Birds. So reimagined as a deity whose land and sacred space has been turned into a tourist attraction, very much like Singapore. So it's a monologue performed by myself, directed by myself, and designed by myself as well. Yeah, as you can tell, like even within this production, and within the Singapore theatre industry, I am the jack of all trades. So people get me when they don't have enough money, but they want a lot of things to be done.
Thank you.
That was a joke.
And Sharon, what's your next project?
I'm actually working on, my next project is for Singapore Studios Series, which is commissioned by Esplanade, are the producers, and it's entitled Miss British. And Miss British is based on a work that I crafted a few years ago in an artist lab. And we have now, from Miss British, taken some ideas and some themes, and we are now going to devise a new work called Miss British. The old work was called The Misadventures the Extraordinary Travels of Miss British. And so now we make a new work, pulling from some of the themes and the ideas of The Extraordinary Travels of Miss British. And it's going to be called Miss British. And it's looking at colonialism. It's looking at themes of prejudice, racism. Who is Miss British? Mm. And I'm working with two wonderful Singaporean artists, Grace Calcevi and Rebecca Sangeeta Dorai. And we're being directed by Felipe Severa. So we're really excited about that. We're going into rehearsal very soon, and we're going to devise a new work.
Mm. You mentioned that this would be produced in the Esplanade Theatre, which is actually a very big entity with some smaller ones. Could you explain the Esplanade Theatres or something about where you're going to be performing? Because people listening to this might not know about this amazing building.
From an architectural perspective, the Esplanade looks a bit like the king of all fruits, the durian. And so to some local peoples in Singapore, to many, it's known as the durian. I can't explain it. It's very cyclic. What would you say? Round?
It's round and spiky. It's a hemisphere with thorns all over it.
Yeah, and it's on water, and it has lots of performing spaces both inside and outside, and I've been very privileged to have performed there before with the Necessary Stage Theatre, and I'm looking really forward to performing there again. It is one of the, if not the most prolific arts
spaces
in Singapore. And it caters for all the cultural groups in Singapore. Lots of free events on some of the areas, and ticketed events also.
Mm. Thank you. And what is your next project?
I'm supposed to be working on a novel about pre-colonial Singapore for my PhD. I'm doing a creative writing PhD. But because it's the bicentennial year of Singapore and we're talking a lot about history, now I feel like going to the National Museum and making a queer tour without their permission and, you know, just leading it guerrilla style. I will probably do that.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much, and the best of luck with your run here at the Singapore Fringe Festival. Thank you for speaking with Fringe Review.
Thank you. Aya hitam.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.